"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
You can work from the road while turning your vehicle into a powerful high-speed data Wi-Fi hotspot with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. On a network that covers more roads than any other carrier, connect up to 10 devices and stream conference calls, finish up that presentation, or answer last-minute emails. Go to att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to see if you're eligible for a free trial today. Based on independent third-party data, always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
This week at Safeway, enjoy big savings with the BOGO sale, where select items throughout the store are buy one, get one free. With this week's BOGO sale, get select meats like Signature Farms 90% lean ground beef or boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free. Plus, select fresh produce items like 1 pound containers of sweet strawberries or containers of blueberries or buy one, get one free. Safeway, come in and explore and see what other deals you can find.
Quick reminder that tomorrow, the Gary and Shannon show will be at Bravery Brewing in Lancaster doing one of their news and brews, the entire show from 10 to 2. Very exciting, John. There'll be cornhole to play.
Mm.
Ever played cornhole?
No, but I'd like
cornhole.
To.
pizza, beer, prizes. That's tomorrow in Lancaster.
I heard Shannon's good at cornhole.
And I guess they're unveiling the KFI brew. Did you hear about that?
The KFI PA.
Oh. Yeah, the KFI PA, right.
We have our own beer now?
Yes.
Well, where is it?
KFI.
Don't we get one?
Well, it's being introduced tomorrow.
Oh, well,
bring some back.
Well, we should get a sample, an advanced taste.
I think it's debuting tomorrow. That's the whole idea, to really build up the... No. They named it, but they...
I would have thought it would have been a KFI Chardonnay for her.
I just...
Well, we'll look forward to that. Somebody should bring us a bottle tomorrow.
I've already told Jacob I wanted some, so okay. I'll get you some.
It's not
and
fair.
There's been a trio of deaths today that were announced. The actor Ray Liotta from Goodfellas died. We don't have Ray here, so I don't know about the ghoul pool. I can't really answer
that. Yeah, that would have been a tough one for people to...
67, yeah. Died in his sleep. He was on a film shoot in the Dominican Republic. The founding member, one of the founding members of Depeche Mode, Andy Fletcher, a keyboardist, died at 60. And Alan White, longtime drummer for the rock group Yes, died at 72. So just weird thing. They all just came within a few hours of each other. What we're going to do now at 1-800-520, I'm going slow because I don't know what to expect. 1534.
We're fully loaded. We got all 10
lines.
That
doesn't mean anything.
Well, we got 10 choices.
Remember
here.
The cat psychic.
I know, but I'm saying we have material to play with here.
So you're going to pick and choose who you want to, you think might have a point?
I'm going to start going in order here.
This is your reaction. What do we need to do after the latest mass shooting in Texas? Or as I said, maybe nothing. We have to live with this part of life. I don't know.
Try to come up with something you think would work. No. Instead of all the old.
Oh yeah, don't get in the weeds.
Tired cliches and arguments. I don't.
If you get in the weeds, we'll pull the plug.
I don't want to hear gun esoteric descriptions. Let's start with Griff. Griff, you're on the John and Ken show. What do you think we ought to do?
I'm living in Australia and Indonesia. I'm a native California, grew up in South Bay. I pulled my daughters out of the country in the mid-90s and the mid-2015s because of the school shootings. So I will say there's a two-prong approach. The immediate and marginal effect is lock down the schools. The other one is the social internet is unregulated. We regulate radio and TV. You can't allow kids to be destroyed online. That's my point.
But that's interesting. One we have to consider.
Now, are you calling from Australia?
No, I'm in Indonesia. My wife's Indonesia, so I'm in my house in Jakarta. But we've retired in Australia, and I'm telling you, my nephew, who worked for Google in San Francisco, lives there permanently. My daughter lives there permanently. It's like America in the 1950s. It's amazing.
Yeah. I think our culture has really gotten poisoned badly by social media. What time do we come on the air in Indonesia?
Well, I mostly use your podcast, but right now it's 7 o'clock, so you come on pretty early, about 5 or 4 a.m. But I love you guys. You remind me of, you know, the old days of Jerry Rest and Roy Rogers and the Delamo Ball.
Wait, it's 7 a.m. tomorrow morning where you are?
Oh, we're a day ahead.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, right. Let us know what happens.
Yeah, how is Friday going so far?
Well, it's great. You know, Jakarta is a bit of a third world capital, but I'm flying home to Australia on Monday morning. But, you know, two things about what our culture used to be. If you're in Australia and you go out in a crowd and you look and you see 200 or 300 people, you cannot find more than one person on their phone. We've been lost to the technology and the social media. Our society, I don't think it can recover.
Yeah. All right. Very good.
That's a good point.
Thank you, Griff.
It's time for us to go.
I
like Australia.
You know, Australia sounds pretty good. I think, you know, what's interesting is when you get out of our culture like Griff did for a while and you see other people, how they live, you realize how just stupid and toxic our culture is. You know, we've got all this freedom here that a lot of other places don't, but we use it for just awful stuff. And to me, the world changed a lot around 2010, 2011. And it's when iPhones became ubiquitous and then the social media
exploded.
Yeah. And it was about then that I noticed a lot changed. And it's only gotten worse. A lot of it I thought maybe would be passing fads. But no, it's become entrenched now. Now you have a whole generation who's coming into the world, and this is all they've known. And I sometimes try to put my mind into their heads. It's like, well, so what would be my perception of the world is if this, the last 10 years, was all I knew? Let's go to Neil. You're on the John and Ken show on KFI.
Yes, sir. Hey, so I think the whole point is that, according to the American Psychiatric Association and the Humane Society, statistically, virtually every serial killer and mass murderer started by torturing or abusing or killing animals when they were young. So therefore, I believe we should be teaching our children vegan family values, believe it or not, John.
Deborah is actually dancing.
Woohoo!
In her studio,
love that.
And waving her arms.
That's right.
Yes.
This is true.
Great point.
I'm author of the book The Conscious Planet. I'm Neil M. Pine, author of the book The Conscious Planet, a vegan book.
So if we stopped eating meat, we'd have more respect for human life too.
Yes, and we'd also have 1,175% more water if everyone were vegan, because 47% of all the water is going for animal agriculture, crops, and raising the animals.
And what about the point I've always heard that meat eaters are more aggressive?
Well, not if you're a macrobiotic vegan that drinks sweetgrass every day like me.
Sweetgrass? Oh,
I feel I walked into a weird church.
Well,
really? How did that call get there?
Okay, all right.
Deborah Mark's green.
Did you set this up? All right. Well, thanks very much, Neil. Thanks for coming on.
I know he was legit. I actually thought he was just being a bit of a prankster by, you know, just pushing the vegan diet. But he's written a book, so he's real.
I thought he's legit.
I was waiting for the punchline, and
yeah, well, we were both waiting for it. We realized he's actually pushing a vegan diet. All right, well, we will get to more of you. Right? Are we going to keep going? Or
yes.
Whenever you're exhausted,
this,
you can call this.
This is a good start.
Okay, you're like it so far. All right, we are asking people to chime in. Whatever
you can
we need
stop
to do.
Dancing.
I'm happy.
All right.
I think so we should far, give it a try.
It's a crackdown on social media and vegan diets for everyone.
Okay, well, one for two. More coming up. John and Ken.
They bleep Steve Gregory because he cursed. We should just do that the whole show.
Yeah. You know something? The last guy we had on, it's a KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app, including right now in Jakarta, Indonesia, where it's 7 in the morning. And our first caller called in from Jakarta. So this iHeartRadio app, this is no hype. This is the real deal here.
All right. Anyway,
what that guy called, because we're having people call in with their idea on how to do something about the school shootings. And what he said is radio and TV is highly regulated for language and content, right? God forbid.
The FCC, but not satellite and...
Yeah, but the thing is, if I dropped an S...
It's a public airwaves.
Yeah, the S-bomb or the F-bomb here, right? There'd be a government investigation and tens of thousands of dollars in fines.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, they fined Howard Stern and his stations hundreds of thousands of dollars for some of the indecent stuff that he did years ago. So it's a real thing that we have to be conscious of. But on social media, I mean, do you know a group? I think it was in Myanmar, actually organized a genocide online on Facebook and pulled it off, and they never did anything to stop it?
Yeah, haven't some of the terrorists planned attacks?
Yes. Yeah, terrorist groups plan attacks. There are people who have like live streamed murders and rapes and all kinds of stuff online.
Like the Chinese do.
But geez, if I use the S word, you know, we have to have
that kind of government control like China does.
I mean, but it's just completely out of whack. The stuff we're afraid of, the stuff we have regulations against when it comes to communications is utterly harmless. The stuff that actually leads to people dying in big numbers, no problem.
No problem.
Because Facebook is the one that's trying to keep the murders off screen. It's not the government. The government has no role right now in regulating the violence and all the sickness going on in social media. In fact, they're creating the opportunities. I'm telling you, without these horrific chat rooms that have popped up on the internet, you'd have fewer murders because these guys inspire one another. They encourage one another to do this. All right, let's go back on online here. Put Lars on.
Lars,
you're on the John and Ken show.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
Our problem is street crime. And if you would federalize all gun crimes and make it a 5-year mandatory sentence for the first offense, that would go a long way in stopping the street crime. But the Democrats refuse to do that because they don't want to put a lot of minorities in prison. You mentioned earlier in your broadcast that George Gascon is not using gun enhancements. Lastly, you have to arm every one of the teachers. It has to be a part of their uniform. If one of those teachers had a gun, something may have been able to stop this guy.
All right. Thank you very much, Lars. I don't think most of the teachers are going to want to carry a gun.
Not likely.
I don't think you can force people
especially
to carry a gun.
Especially in this area.
Let's go to a teacher. Can you put Tracy on line 5? Tracy.
Yeah, hey, John and Ken.
Hey.
Hey there. I'm a third grade teacher of 35 years, and I've seen a lot of sociopaths in the making. I believe if I had an opportunity to put some names in a database in third grade, then the sixth grade teachers put their names in, ninth grade teachers, and, you know, every 3 years, if that same name shows up 2 or 3 times, you got to watch that kid.
Okay.
Let me ask you this. Have you ever traced anybody into the future that you would have put on the list to see if they did turn out to be a danger?
Well, occasionally I do Google Kit. I know locally one person was charged with attempted murder. And some are dead.
Wait. Yeah. And you had already flagged him in third grade?
Yes, I knew. They were... There was trouble. Something about them.
You know what? You're absolutely right. And this particular idea I find most fascinating. I really do. Because I had read a long time ago that teachers say at 5 years old, you could pick out the sociopaths.
That's right.
And by third grade, they have matured even more. And it becomes more obvious because a lot of that is the brain you're born with and sometimes aggravated by the environment you grew up in. And that would be an interesting like pilot program.
Well, he likes this one, yeah.
No, I do because I think you find it when they're you find the seeds of it early on before they've got the capability of really harming people. Talk about what do you notice in a kid who's sociopathic and he's 8 years old, he's in third grade? How is he different than all the others?
Or she. pure lack of empathy. Already defiant with authority figures. They are manipulative as all get out, so they will play along to get along to get something they want. But then they would just as easily, you know, look at you like, you know, I just wish you would drop dead in front of me.
And how do you handle a kid like that? Do you manage him differently than the non-sociopaths?
I'm 35 years. I'm highly skilled, so I don't get manipulated. I do try to find something about them that I can relate to or share something about myself just to build some sort of rapport. But I tell you, I had a student come to visit me in later years, and the first thing I did was get on the phone and call the office and said, this student is here visiting. And then I whispered, please check my room in 10 minutes.
Oh, wow. That's scary.
Yeah. Now we have fences up, so students can't just roam on campus.
Uh-huh. When you met him, was it a pleasant meeting?
It was. It was quite nice. Mm-hmm. But I still expect there will be something in the future.
Really? Wow. All right.
Thanks.
Thanks very much.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Interesting idea. Third grade teacher already flagging students who could be need to be checked on.
You know what? I was thinking this morning exactly along those same lines. Have the teachers get together in the lounge, right? And all they do in the lounge is they talk about all the students. So all the other teachers know who the problem kids are, starting in the early grades, and they know what's coming, right? You've got a reputation by the time you've gone to sixth grade. They've been hearing about you for 6 years. And that's why some students walk in and they say, that teacher hates me. How could she hate me? I just met her. It's like, no, she's heard about you. She knows you're going to be a pain in the ass. You're going to be trouble. And it's like, so I was thinking, it's like, have the secret list and, you know, try to keep a cone of silence around it as best you can.
And that's like she said, a couple of years later, if other teachers have got the person on the list too, it's time to do some closer checking on
right,
these people.
Right. And then, you know, maybe, you know, have some psychiatric help just to informally start talking to them.
Because if they'll say no, though, just like the homeless won't take housing.
Yeah, I know. But you disguise it as some sort of, you know...
some gentle way of coming
some counseling program we have. Why don't you just go down and talk to...
Just want to ask you a few questions.
Yeah.
We're doing this with all the kids.
Yeah, you really have to do it on the sly, the whole thing. But I bet you every kid who's been involved in a shooting would have shown up on every teacher's list. Probably like 8 out of 8 years, they would have shown up. All right,
are we going on with this? Do you want to go on?
Yes, I like this.
Oh, look at that.
We haven't talked to people in a long time, so it's fun.
I know, you're getting very lonely. Okay, we'll take more calls on what to do after the latest mass shooting.
You thought I hit bottom with Deborah, huh? And,
yeah, there's only so much that'll get you.
Hey, I'm a good companion around here.
John and Ken, KFI.
Do a lot of people go on 4chan and those places? Or
yeah, a lot of young guys.
Huh?
Yeah.
Reddit?
Yes. Oh, Reddit's top 10 most popular website in the world.
Well, you know, just like the crowd, and you can call them progressive or liberal, whatever you want, that wants to take advantage of any of these shootings to take away everybody's guns. The other side really goes to town, too, because they sent out, it's called the narrative, a story that the Texas shooter was a trans illegal alien. And apparently that caught on. Mm-hmm. You see, they found two hate groups that they figured fire up people. And, and included a photo. The photo actually turns out to be a real person in Georgia who goes by the name of Sam, who is a trans person. But it was like, wow.
Yeah.
Said, so, I just want to live without being attacked when I leave my house.
So then that person gets a ton of abuse dumped on them.
That was supposed to be the shooter. Sam in Georgia was supposed to be Salvador Ramos.
And they do this to create mayhem. And then a lot of the recipients believe it's true.
Yeah, because it taps into their hatreds of groups, trans, illegal immigrants, whatever. And so, they run with it.
This is what
that makes it better. That shooter was a trans illegal alien. Of course.
Yeah, and this could be, you know, 1/1000th of 1% of the population.
Oh, God,
but that
of course. Alex Jones echoed the misinformation that the Uvalde shooting suspect was trans, of course. Alex Jones. Right.
Great. Right. Yeah. But, you
I thought they put him out of business after the Sandy Hook thing.
Yeah, because he got sued actors, and he lost. Right? Yeah, but you know what? When he drops dead, there'll be another guy. It's endless. It's an endless parade. Look at all the QAnon nonsense.
Yeah.
And that ended up with millions of people following.
Isn't QAnon fading, though? Do you think it's still strong for its segment of the...
You know what?
I don't hear much about it anymore.
No. It's still out. That mentality is out there. I think it's morphing into other weird things they believe in.
When does Trump announce that JFK Jr. is his running mate?
I wonder if those people are still waiting on the grassy knoll, Daily Plaza,
for John F. Kennedy Jr. to appear.
Yeah, right. All right, let's take some more.
Oh, yeah, right. What should we do? What should we do?
What should we do? let's go to Joe. You're on the John and Ken show on KFI. What do we do about the shootings?
Go on, guys. Yeah, I've been listening to a lot of these callers, and I agree and disagree with some of them. So lock schools. You know, me and my wife have been talking about this for close to, you know, since it started, and we came up with a lot of good ideas. Number one, our school that our kids go to, they don't lock the doors. There should be like a sally port that the secretary or somebody should have to buzz somebody in. So that's a good idea. Federal charges, that's not going to work. No charges work for these guys. If they want guns, they're going to get ghost guns. They don't care what the charges are. Teachers with guns, scary, scary, scary. Teachers were databases, even scarier. Okay, these teachers are not qualified, but they think they are. Sorry, teachers. I love you, but you're not qualified to make those decisions, whether he's a psychopath or not. Okay? Let's see. So what I think should happen is it's not going to cost a cent to the taxpayer. It should cost everything to the person that's applying for the gun license. It should be a federal gun license. Just like any law enforcement officer candidate would have to go through, just like any person trying to adopt a foster kid should go through. There should be an interview process. There should be vigorous training. I guarantee you half the people in the state of California don't know laws pertaining to what their rights are in their own house and their ability to even use their firearm against an intruder. They don't know the laws. They don't know their responsibilities. They're going to get themselves in trouble. So they need to go through some type of rigorous training. Next is a psych eval from their own health care provider. If a psychologist is willing to provide a written, yes, he's clear psychologically, just like any other law enforcement officer, you know, great, awesome. You know, if they're not, I don't think they're going to put their job or their credentials on the line. You know, on top of that, while you're applying for your gun license, a $5,000 deposit that you'll get back. However, I mean, unless you don't pass the psych eval and you don't pass the training, which it should be a test. I mean, boaters that have a big boat, they have to go through this rigorous training.
Okay.
You know,
all right.
On how to drive the boat.
Thanks very much.
Yeah, we appreciate it. There's a lot there.
There's a
Didn't like the idea, though, of teachers making a list of students who need to be looked at.
You know what? I do, because I'm not giving them the powers to eject them from school or put them away in an institution.
But a little watch list.
You know something? I'm trying to think, who else can evaluate a kid fairly unbiased, right? Mom and dad often are out to lunch. Nobody thinks that their kid's a sociopath, right? None of us look at our kids.
The mother of this kid said, oh, he's not violent.
Right, exactly. So who else is there that sees them every day and also watches their growth over a period of years?
A little more neutral.
That's what I'm saying. They don't have an emotional investment. You can't go by parents. And who else is there?
Neighbors?
They're not. You know, the thing is, they may not be qualified to do an official psychiatric diagnosis and prescribe medication or whatever, or provide therapy, but they're qualified in identifying characteristics, right? They could tell you if the kid is easygoing.
Just an early warning.
Right. Easygoing and upbeat, or he's depressive, or he's violent, he's short-tempered.
We'll make it a tiny red flag.
Yeah. And it's the empathy thing. That is really key. Because mothers, if they're not, you know, disconnected, can tell when their kid doesn't have empathy, right? He whacks his little brother. The brother cries. Older brother doesn't feel bad. He laughs at it.
That was me. Uh-oh. Now you've...
Wait, which end were you on?
I better not answer anymore. I think there are times I lacked empathy. You too.
Huh? Me?
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's a sign of Asperger's.
No, I do lack
it. You can't really figure out what the other person's feeling or anything.
Yeah,
don't have
I know.
Kind of...
I do lack a little empathy. I mean,
a little?
You're softened, though. Hanging out with Deborah Mark and your wife, Deborah, and you used to
He's
be
surrounded
much colder.
By Deborahs.
Yeah, he was much colder.
He's
All
chilled.
These women in his life have softened him. See how his face is getting rounder and gentler?
I haven't noticed that.
Okay.
All right. We will finish up coming up.
John and Ken, KFI.
All right. A final reminder that tomorrow, right at this time, we'll be playing Moistline Calls. You can still participate. You can leave a message to the iHeartRadio app with a little microphone. You can call toll free 1-877-MOIST-86. The Daily Mail has a story that includes pictures and video of these frantic parents who showed up outside the school in Uvalde and were demanding police storm the place and rescue their children. Says here, a woman by the name of Angel Garza was handcuffed after trying to run into the school. Oh, it's a man. When he heard that a girl named Amory had been shot, he later found out she was among those who died. Another parent, Angeli Rose Gomez, is a picture of her, was handcuffed by police, but she was eventually released. She jumped the fence and she got her two kids out herself. I mean, if these stories pan out, you can't be doing this.
No, I don't know how they sit there for an
hour.
I'm
reading now. They tried to negotiate with the shooter. You can't assume.
How were they negotiating with him?
Yelling through the barricade door, I
guess.
That's
a negotiation?
I don't know. I don't think they were talking to him on the phone.
I can't.
Like you said, we got to wait a week, because some of this information is still raw, but this footage is real. You can see people being pinned to the ground and cuffed.
I can't get out of my mind, you know, 19 kids bleeding to death in the classroom while these armed officers are standing outside, not going in.
They were waiting for like a real SWAT unit, because they probably thought that's the best thing to use to get in there. With an active shooter who's apparently got quite the automatic weapon.
So in the police department, there was never a session where they said, okay, what do we do if our school gets attacked by one of these shooters? What are we going to do if he barricades himself in a classroom and he's mowing down little kids?
Sheriff Villanueva said you've got to neutralize the situation as fast as possible. Possibly some of you are going to die. If you start rushing the shooter, and that's likely, right?
Oh, sure.
You send 20 officers in there, he may pick off a couple of
right.
them.
Right. So were they scared? Remember the guy in Florida at the Parkland shooting? He was just scared. He didn't want to do it.
Well, and he was alone.
That too,
He got all the backup there. But even when the backup got there, there were complaints that they didn't rush in there either.
Yeah, it's possible not every cop wants to rush a gunman.
Some of them were screaming, give me your vest. You're not using it. Give me your bulletproof vest. I'm going in. I mean, if it was my kids, could you imagine how frantic you would be? No one in there.
I don't think I could stand there. I'm not the bravest soul in the world, but that would be, I think, nearly impossible to stand there for an hour while the guys with the guns are refusing to go in.
Yeah, I.
It's like, here, give me your gun.
They sprayed them. Oh, we have to see if this is true.
I know. I don't really want to go off until we find out. This story changed so much in 2 days, and I think the changes are far from over.
Yeah, because even though there's video and photos, I'd have to know what the discussion was about and were the parents threatening. Was there something that, for another reason, that they got pinned to the ground or cuffed? Or...
All right. Well, listen, thanks everyone for calling. Sorry we couldn't get to more.
John had a good time.
Yeah, I had a good time. Maybe we'll talk again.
but don't count on it.
Don't let this go to your
Use
head.
The moist line.
Conway's here.
Hey now. All right, I was at the news booth here, and Deborah, Deborah, you call her, and Aaron, and I can't quite hear the conversation they're having, so I get a little closer, and with all the news going on, you know, around the world, talk about shoes. Well, two of them, right? Shoes.
Yeah, right.
Right. How many pairs?
You talk about horses.
Right, I know, I understand, but how many pairs of shoes do you have? I thought, man, this cannot possibly be happening in this newsroom. This stereotypical conversation going on about shoes. And yet it was. Right there in front of me, right? Right there in front of me. Unbelievable. How many pairs do you think Deborah Mark has? I now know because of that conversation.
Oh, how many? I don't know.
Take a guess.
It's 100.
100. Ken?
25.
That's exactly right. How did you know that? I mean, if you had a conversation with her?
I can hear them too.
Oh.
I have microphones everywhere.
Okay.
So watch what you're saying. Just a good guess.
That's great, man. 25 pair. And she says that's not a lot. I'm like, not a lot. I got 4.
Oh.
I only wear 2.
That's what happens.
Yeah.
You know what? I have 15 pairs of running shoes, but I only wear 2 or 3.
Yeah, right.
I just like them.
Yeah, right. Then the other ones just sit there in case you got to,
you know. Just sit there because something about them doesn't work for me.
Either. Right. And you're not going to throw them away. You don't want to give them to Goodwill.
Too lazy to take it back.
That's right. Yeah.
Do you know when I met my wife? She had 400.
Wait, what? Mm-hmm. 400
that's
shoes or 400 pairs?
That's Mel DeMarco's territory.
400 pairs.
Remember Mel DeMarco's?
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah. It still has 400?
Yeah, and I mentioned it on the air. I don't know if Ken remembers.
Wow.
I was going to start giving them away, and she called up freaking out. Don't you dare do that.
That's great. That's wild. Ray Liotta has passed away. That's horrible, right?
Yeah.
From my Goodfellas. And then also the drummer for the group Yes, buddy's mine that is a bass player, Alan White, passed away. And great guy. Right, but the Ray Liotta thing was sort of shocking. I thought he was young. He's like in his 67. Okay.
Yeah.
Although I don't like when people say that he was really young, right? Because you know what kind of hard life he had, right?
Right,
it's true.
The insides could have been old.
That's right. And then it's insulting to him to say, "Oh, you die so young. You didn't take care of yourself."
Right.
That's what
up.
That is.
Yeah.
It's
a moral judgment.
That's right. That's exactly right. Oh, he was so young. F you. Why don't you be young?
Besides, if he had 67 good years?
Right. 67 great years is better than, 80 average years.
Right. He's a movie star.
That's right. Right. And look, 80, he didn't reach, George Carlin has a great line. He goes, 80 to 90 is not a good decade for men. They really fall apart.
Right.
Yes.
That's why when people talk about, if you did this, you'd save 2.5 years.
I know.
It's like, I'm going to make it to 87 instead of 85. Yeah.
Right.
Those are the fun years.
It's also a reason why the old folks' homes are not filled with guys, because guys know there's an end game to this. Jeez.
My father-in-law was in one of those homes. I went to lunch with him, right, in their cafeteria. And I looked around, and I counted women to men, 25 to 4.
Wow. Yeah,
and
right.
I thought, wow.
Well, you're a stud if you pull into one of those places.
Oh, yeah.
Right? You got the pick of the litter. Although the pick is kind of wild sometimes. You know what I mean?
Well, there's always like a horny woman or two.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm talking about.
Sit next to you and start running her hand up and down your leg.
Yeah, right.
That's what I'm told.
Right.
All right. It's time for Ding Dong. Good God.
Can't have enough.
We don't want to hear more about elderly sex.
Go back to shoes.
That's so great.
What do you got tonight? Anything good?
What's
on your list?
Updates on everything.
Updates on everything.
That's a good one.
That's it.
We're going to update everything.
That's
There's
it.
A lot to go on.
Well, all right, we got to go.
Yeah, we evening updates.
Freddie's getting impatient.
All right, Ding Dong.
Ding Dong.
All right, KFI, KOSD, Institute, Los Angeles, and Orange County, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Are you looking to build this year? If so, there is no better time than right now to start planning and to get your spot on the construction schedule. If you need a garage, a stall barn, a storage for vehicles, RV, boat, collectibles, or even a shop for your farm, hobbies, or car restoration projects, visit MortonBuildings.com and start your construction process. With superior materials, craftsmanship, best-in-class warranty, Morton Buildings are made to last for generations. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From their cutting-edge innovations to their craftsmen in the field, they are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Their legacy of excellence spans more than 120 years, and Morton Buildings is 100% employee-owned with more than 250,000 satisfied customers. That means they're the industry leader you can trust. When you choose Morton, you'll experience quality at every step of the building process, starting before the walls even go up. Visit MortonBuildings.com to get started today.